Okay, so we're looking at the story of Easter through the eyes of Peter, and how Peter and his experiences of Jesus at that first Easter time show us something about what Jesus did for us as well. So we're going to be looking at Peter, the man that God put back together. And to do that, we're also going to be having an activity going on for part of, I explain what Peter learned. And I'm going to need some pre-prepared volunteers, but I'm going to get you up in a particular order. Jack, could you come up first, please? Making sure that we space people out properly. Jack, if you can go to the one in the middle there. And then Heidi and Raoul, can you come up? And have one of you on the far end of each of those tables. And then I need Zach and Thea. Okay, so Zach, if you want to come up here. If you want to sit on that chair. Thea, if you're on that chair. Now, one of the things that you're going to need, I'm going to have to probably help you, Zach and Thea, is you're going to need this icing pen. So if you guys want to take it out of there. Okay. So there we go. It's all undone for you.
I have these tapes. I have the purple and orange.
So you're able to get those out, are you? That's fantastic. So what you're going to do is you're going to try and put your Easter eggs back together. You might notice there's a bit of a dent in the foil, and that's because I punched them before the service. So you've got pieces of Easter egg. I want you to try and make it as close as you can to being like it wasn't broken at all, okay? So, do you understand what you're doing? You just need to peel off the foil and use the icing like glue to stick it back together, okay? Right, I'll leave you to it. I'll come back to you a couple of times, see how things are going, see whether you've managed to fix an egg together or not. Okay, so that's the fun that they get. And don't worry, they get to keep the chocolate afterwards. So it's not a case of teasing them with chocolate and then saying, no, sorry, that's it. It's all over. Okay, so while they're seeing if they can remake a broken egg, why are we looking at broken eggs? Well, the answer is fairly simple. Jesus, through his resurrection, put Peter back together. So we're looking at Peter. Before that, he was a broken man. Now, we can look at him as being broken like we all are. We're all people who do things wrong. Peter was a sinner like the rest of us. But he became even more broken in just the space of a few hours. What was a normal day, possibly even looking like a pretty good day, became a really bad day. So it all started off really well. He was telling Jesus that he would never let him down. He'd die for Jesus. You can almost imagine him thinking, oh, this is a fantastic boast. I can look better than all the other disciples. And then he goes off with Jesus to the garden. And he gets to be part of the special group that goes with Jesus to pray with him. And of course, before all that, he was also talking about how he fully understood what Jesus was there for, saying how he should be cleaned all over. So it's all looking really good for Peter. But then, in the garden, things started to go wrong. First thing happens, he falls asleep when Jesus has asked him to stay awake and pray with him. Then when he wakes up, he chops a guy's ear off. I'm pretty sure that in all of Jesus' teachings, he never said, if you have to, chop someone's ear off. I'm pretty sure that's never in any of the teaching. Might be a small print in the Sermon on the Mount maybe, but I don't think it's there. Jesus tells him off for doing it. And then he, with all the other disciples, runs away in fear. It looked like he might have turned things around a bit because he then follows at a distance. But then he denies Jesus three times, denies even knowing him, just like Jesus said he would. And then Jesus had come back to life, and everything should have been back to normal, though I'm betting Peter didn't feel it was. Because he still knew what he'd done. He still knew all of the things that he'd done on the night that Jesus was arrested. So I wonder if any of us can empathize with where Peter was, how he might have been feeling, knowing that he had still done things wrong. Even if something seems like it's all fantastic, sometimes we can feel, hang on, yeah, but we're not all fantastic ourselves. And so we find Peter going out fishing. And as we heard in the video, he has no luck. And so Jesus says, put your nets on the other side. And he gets a huge catch. And you'd think he would have learned already, given what happened when he first met Jesus. Same thing, the huge catch of fish. And then after breakfast on the beach, Jesus reinstates Peter. He forgives Peter by asking him three times if he loves him, mirroring how Peter had denied knowing Jesus three times. And with that, Jesus had put the pieces back together and mended Peter. Now let's see how we're doing with the fixing. Make sure it's turned on. Okay, I don't have any scissors. The one thing you're supposed to prepare for, let's see if I can tear it off then. And nobody said anything at the start. All such well-behaved young people. Jane looks like she's about to go and save things for us by getting some scissors. Okay, so at least you've got your pieces ready, so you're able to glue it together. Okay. Right. I'll carry on talking. I'll go slowly, so it gives you a little bit more time for gluing them back together. Right. Oh, no, Jane. Fantastic. Just how quickly Jane's been able to get the scissors. Oh, there we go. When you think you've prepared everything. Okay, can I have your thing? Let's cut that off. Okay. Right. There we go. Right. I'll have to search for the bits that are flying off everywhere afterwards. There we go. And leave it on the table for now, and then there we go. Right, such well-behaved children that didn't even tell me that I've got something wrong when I had. Okay, so no progress has been made so far. Let's see how they do in a little bit. Okay, right, so the eggs are still in pieces, and we've just seen that Peter was put back together. So hopefully we're going to be looking more at how Jesus put Peter back together rather than, well, my failed helping of them with their sticking the eggs back together. So what about us then? How do we go forward from looking at Peter as an example for us? Well, some of you might be thinking you don't need to be put back together. That there's nothing wrong with your life. Or that while there might be something wrong with your life, you can fix it yourself without help from anyone. Well, let's see what the Bible says about that. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Here we see Paul pointing out that all of us get things wrong. Which means that even if we don't realize it yet, all of our lives are broken and in pieces. We are broken people too. Now it might be that the things that are broken in our lives we feel are really small. Certainly a lot of the images on the screen there are not exactly things that we might call big things. We might think, we can fix this ourselves. We can make things better. But we're not just talking about the sort of things in this slide. If we were, it might be easy for us to fix things on our own. But we're talking about things we do that go against God. And we can look at the Ten Commandments as an obvious one to realize just how far we might have fallen. Now, some people, when they look at the Ten Commandments, particularly non-Christians, they think, well, that's all right. I've never killed anyone. And they immediately go to what's actually a fairly low-down commandment that we have there. Offhand, I'm remembering it's either 6 or 7. Is anyone able to correct me if I'm wrong there? 6 or 7? If only those things hadn't been painted over. I'm assuming they were there at some point at the front. Anyway, it's one of the lower down ones. But actually, if we have a look, interesting enough, even further down, we can see people very easily break the Ten Commandments. So we can say we haven't killed anyone or worshipped another god, but we might not have always put God first. We might be jealous of things that other people have, and we might not always tell the truth to people. Any of those things break the Ten Commandments. They break God's law. That means we have sinned against God, and our life is broken and in need of fixing, which is something that Jesus offers. Now, are we managing to stick bits together now?
I did one piece.
You've done one piece. You've stuck one piece together. Okay. Anyone else? How's it going, Rowan?
It's okay. About halfway. The bigger pieces are easier to get together.
Okay, Jack?
I've given up and I've just been sucking on them. So
okay, Jack's just getting ready to eat his. Okay, Heidi?
Not that good.
Not that good. Okay, well, let's test how good this piece is, because Thea's pretty confident about her piece that she's managed. So, without managing to contaminate, can I poke your egg? No, the pieces have come apart. And we have to clean the table after this as well. All that sticky stuff going on there. The eggs aren't sticking back together. So we can't fix the eggs. I think that's a fair assumption, would you say? Okay, can I encourage you then? We'll give you a round of applause for this. Can I encourage you to go back to your seats, take your eggs with you. You can eat them when you get home, because I don't want you eating during the service, because that would mean you're not paying attention and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to just put it all back in the cardboard and then take it back and sit down. Let's give them a round of applause for at least trying. Okay. So we can't stick the eggs back together. We can't fix the eggs. The bit that we could fix with Thea didn't stay together, even if it might have looked like it was fixed. Just like we can't fix the eggs, we can't fix our own lives by ourselves. We might think that we can. We might think that we've finally managed to stick it all back together. And we might do that by filling our lives with things that make us feel better. Things that we can take our mind off how broken we are and instead focus on these other things instead. And sometimes it might seem like it works. Or it might even seem like it's fun to have a broken life and to live that broken life. Just like eating pieces of a broken Easter egg. But in the end, we remain broken people and in need of being made whole again. But the question is, why? Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus said he wants us to have unbroken lives. Not lives that are falling apart, not a life that's in pieces, but a life that we can live to the full. Because a life lived to the full is far more than a broken life ever can be. A broken Easter egg might taste really nice while we're eating it, and certainly it's a lot easier to get into our mouths if it's broken, isn't it? Any of the kids here tried just stuffing the whole thing in their mouth without breaking it? Doesn't really work, does it? It's too big. So it might taste really nice to have the broken egg, but it never looks as good as the unbroken egg. It never looks as good or as impressive. In the same way, our lives are so much better when we let God fix them. But the question is, why is it that we have to turn to God rather than ourselves? Well, the simple answer is, only God can put the pieces back together. Jeremiah says, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." Jeremiah telling us there, God is the one that can put us back together. He can fix our lives. He can fix our souls and put us back together. Only God can heal us. And that's because only God can save us. That's the whole story of the Bible. We see all the way through the Old Testament, God gives various possibilities for human beings to fix themselves. The first is he makes them perfect, but, well, perfect people, actually they weren't, because you saw sin happen in the Garden of Eden. Then he leaves them to it, and things get worse. He tries to start all over again. No, things still keep getting worse. So he starts a relationship and starts setting out rules, but human beings can't stick to the rules. And so finally we come to Jesus dying on the cross. It's the only way that we can be saved. And it's because of this that we can say that only God is worthy of our praise. And so this Easter time I invite you to join together in worship of God for all he has done through Jesus dying on the cross and being raised to life again. To recognize that in your life and to worship him because of it. And maybe you're still in that group of people that don't recognize it. Maybe you're still thinking, oh, I can fix my own life. Or you're not quite sure whether to put your trust in God. Well, can I encourage you still to join us in worship? To listen to the words that are spoken. To listen and join in with the songs that we sing, the words of the songs telling us about Jesus. And to reflect on what they mean. And that maybe you too can see why it is we celebrate at Easter. We're not just celebrating chocolate eggs. In fact, I hope we're not celebrating chocolate eggs at all, even though they are fantastic. We're not just celebrating the fact that a man died in a painful way. We're celebrating the fact that because he died and rose again, we're able to have a life with God because he has fixed it for us to be able to have that. Let's think about the God who sent Jesus to fix our lives and put them back together again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that you sent your Son into this world. Not just to be a great teacher, not just to die, but also to be raised to life. To have victory over death. Through his death and resurrection, we might be able to see our lives be fixed by you. Please help us to remember that this Easter time and always. Amen.